Today, Bloomington saw its first extended period without rain in nearly a week. The heavy precipitation during the past several days has caused several issues around town, including with the city's sewer system. The Bloomington Utilities Department reported several cases of sewage overflowing into the streets this week. To find out why that's happening and what the city is doing about the problem, WFHB News Director Joe Crawford spoke today with John Callahan from the Utilities Department.
As you well know, there have been quite a few notices regarding sanitary sewer overflows over the past few days, and I just want to let folks know what that means when they hear that there's been a sanitary sewer overflow in their neighborhood. And can you tell us why that's happened so much lately?
First of all, I can give you the total since Sunday. We had 5 on Sunday, 1 on Monday. We had 4 on Tuesday, and I received notice today of another one occurring, so that makes it, 11 that we have had since this past Sunday. So essentially what's going on is we have had an extreme amount of rainfall over the course of the past few days. Going back to Saturday and Sunday, we received about 2.5 inches of rain during that period, so that kind of got everything rolling. And then, of course, we've had some rainfall since then. Now, a sanitary sewer overflow, that is a discharge or diversion of untreated or partially treated wastewater from a sanitary sewer system. Say you've got a pipe that maybe has like a crack in it, something like that. Okay, so when you're getting rain, you're getting infiltration that is combining with that sewer water. So it's rolling through a sanitary sewer line, because you've got the combined groundwater with the wastewater, and it's going up through the top of a manhole. I mean, the pressure will build up enough that it will climb up that manhole, and in some cases, it just pops that lid off. And there's several causes for that. You can have high level of infiltration of groundwater combined with inflow from storm drains. You can have an undersized system. You can have pipe failures, root intrusion in a sanitary sewer line, fat oil and grease blockages. That's something that can cause them. But by and large, what we've been dealing with here since the weekend, it's been the extreme amount of rainfall that's kind of got everything going.
So how does the utilities department actually know when a sewer overflow has occurred?
Again, if you see water coming out of the top of a manhole. See, we'll get calls from people, and they'll say, hey, you know, I see water coming out of this. Can you send somebody over there to check that out? And so what they do, someone goes over there, and if they determine that it is a confirmed SSO, we just go ahead and let that SSO run its course, because you really can't start cleaning it up while it's still flowing, okay? So you got to wait till it stops, and then if there is any debris that is observed after it stops, then we clean that up.
And this part of Indiana is certainly not, you know, we're no stranger to heavy amounts of rainfall. There have been 11 overflows in the past few days. Is that unusually high? Is that an unusually high number?
Well, that's a tough question to answer. I know last year we had, I want to say we had a total of 26. So, yeah, this probably, having 11 over this period of time probably isn't, I wouldn't say normal. It's probably something that, yeah, we would normally see. The other thing, too, I'd like to point out to everybody is, it's not just here in Bloomington, Indiana. I mean, SSOs happen everywhere, no matter, you know, communities, towns, cities, wherever you have a sanitary sewer system, SSOs can happen.
So they can happen, I assume, and I understand that the utilities department surely doesn't want them to happen, as well as I would imagine most residents don't want there to be untreated sewage released in their neighborhoods. So what's the utilities department doing about this issue?
Okay, we have an ongoing, what would I guess be, lack of better words, proactive maintenance program. We have crews who regularly go out and they televise the sanitary sewer system. And what they do is they run a camera through the sanitary sewer lines, and what they're looking for is cracks, evidence of roots coming in there, that sort of thing. Anything that could block the flow of the wastewater. Now, something that we do when we find problems, say if you got roots, well, we have what's called a root cutter, and we run that through the line, and it'll trim off the roots. We also have a program. It's called cured-in-place pipe, It is a process where they'll open up like a sewer manhole, and they run this stuff down into the manhole, and what it does, it cooks in the sanitary sewer line. We do this in areas where we see cracks in the system, or we might send that down in an area that has been identified as being a very aged section of pipe. Essentially what we're doing is we're insulating the inside of the pipe where you have like maybe a crack and be able to cover that up. And one other thing I would add is the reason that we have started sending out these notices for the SSO overflows. This is part of Mayor John Hambleton's initiative to operate city government with full transparency. And so confirmed SSOs has joined the list of public advisories that we issue. So, whenever we have one, whenever one has been confirmed, we will send that out to the public.
All right, John. Well, hey, thanks so much for talking with us today.
No problem.
That was Bloomington Utilities Department Public Affairs Specialist John Callahan speaking with WFHB News Director Joe Crawford. More rain is forecast for tomorrow in Bloomington.
Up next, our weekly Consumer Watchdog segment, Better Beware.